This is a Lenten podcast produced by St. Benedict's Table for a time like this. I'm your host, Jamie Howison. This is the re-release of a podcast initially recorded and shared last February, at the beginning of Lent, before we even knew what was on our horizon. Of course, it was only a few weeks later, just a couple of Sundays into Lent, when things had to close down. And little did we know that now in 2021, as Lent begins, we're still pretty much closed down. Still, there's much in this brief podcast we wanted to share again. But do note that when I speak about gathering in a circle for the imposition of ashes on Ash Wednesday, or washing feet at the Maundy Thursday gathering, just on the eve of Good Friday, those very tactile, gathered rituals, well, they're going to be different this year. But we're going to do our best at St. Ben's to help you embrace this season as best we all can. And of course, at the end of the podcast, when I talk about taking up a practice or giving something up that will keep you just a little off balance, maybe this Lent you're already off balance enough. All the same, as you can, walk deeply through this season. With the arrival of Ash Wednesday, we begin our journey into the Lenten season. I'm Jamie Howison, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. The season opens on Ash Wednesday with a liturgy in which we confess our mortality. Palm crosses from the previous year are burnt, and the ashes are used to mark our foreheads with the somewhat unnerving words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Who gets to say that to a whole circle of people in church? Well, the people who are fortunate enough to be the ones administering the ashes, and it is humbling. From those ashes, we move into a 40-day season of preparation, self-examination, reflection, study, for some fasting, a period of 40 days leading up into the celebration of Easter. But get out a calendar and count the days. It's actually more, because Sundays aren't counted among the 40. Sundays are always historically considered celebration days, little Easters. And so on those days, whatever discipline you might have taken on, giving up coffee or taking on something extra, you're released from that. And that's kind of a good reminder in a season that has us walking slowly through the desert. As Lent comes towards its end, we enter into Holy Week, really from the close of Palm Sunday through until Easter Eve. It's a more intentional walk toward the cross and resurrection than is the rest of Lent. And even within Holy Week, there is yet another sort of sub-season known as the 3 days or the Triduum, which is the period of 3 days that begins with the liturgy on the evening of Maundy Thursday, commemoration of the Last Supper and of the night that our Lord got down on his hands and knees and washed the feet of his disciples, calling them to do the same for one another. The great 3 days moves through Good Friday, Easter Eve, through the vigil, and finally closes on the evening of Easter Sunday. It's a grand, challenging walk, is the season of Lent. And however you observe it, I might encourage you to just pick some practice, put you a little bit off balance, give something up or take something extra on that just day by day by day reminds you that we're in a different season.